Here's the challenge. Get yourself from New Orleans to Detroit in 36 hours. No cash, no credit cards, just your charm and ingenuity. Oh, and one other thing. You'll be dressed up as your favorite hero. It's the Escape for Good charity race. And if making your way from New Orleans to Detroit wearing your Batman suit or your Forrest Gump beard, trucker hat, and sneakers sounds like your thing, you can sign on now for the race that starts Friday. Rocco Gardner is the creator of Escape for Good. Welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So it's the third year you've done Escape for Good. Where did this idea even begin?
Well, we originated with producing festivals in the States. So we had one in New York on the Shinnecock Reservation, which was a lot of fun, and we brought some, you know, some good funds to the tribe and training. Had about 5,000 people, but afterwards I kind of was left thinking, well, I'd like to do something that brings more good and allows people to leave with more than a hangover. so that's kind of how it started out.
So tell us how it works, because when I think no cash, no credit cards, and the costumes, how does that all fit?
That's right. Well, we basically all meet at a chosen location, which this time is New Orleans. And we have a little party the night before, and then the next morning we all go off the start line at the same time. We take away your money and your credit cards. We put them in a little Ziploc pouch, which you carry with you just in case there's an emergency. And then we all hug each other and kiss each other and say goodbye, and off we go. Previously we had a 24-hour period to get as far as you possibly could. This time we're actually going to do an A to B race, so we're doing New Orleans to Detroit. That's it in a nutshell, really.
But the costume, now, come on, and you've done this, right? Didn't you?
yeah,
did you wear
right.
a big no, bunny I can... suit, did I hear?
Yeah, that's right. So the first time we did it from New York, from Milk Studios, and I partnered up with my right-hand man, Buck, dressed as giant bunny rabbits, as Rocco Balboa, so I'm Rocky Balboa, and he was the Incredible Hulk. And we managed to get down to South Beach. So some kind people got us a flight to Washington, D.C., and then we were driven around there by a great family, visited all the sites, and then went through Virginia and then got to South Beach. And it was amazing.
So people are hitchhiking, they're schmoozing, they're
everything
and anything.
Everything. I'm sorry, that's our mascot in the background there. But, we were hitchhiking, using skateboards, using buses, aeroplanes, anything we could. And I was actually amazed by how wonderful the American people are and how friendly they are. And people just saying, hey, what are you doing? How can I help? How can I get involved?
And how does this raise money for charity?
Well, we use CrowdRise, which is a charity platform. So people raise money before the race. Each team selects their own 501c charity. And they go out to their friends and family and people they meet and they say, hey, we'd love you to back us. And then actually on the race day, people that they're meeting along the way as well can give donations. And then we also have a bonus prize. So along the way, there are challenges and things that you can document with your camera and upload to the internet. And the more of these challenges you succeed in doing, the more miles you win, escape miles. And the team with the most miles will win a bonus prize, which has been very generously donated by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, which is $20,000 to the first team's charity and $5,000 to the second team's charity.
So you're doing good as you're having quite the experience, but I still have to wonder, like, what is it about wearing the Superman suit that makes this part of the Escape for Good charity race?
Yeah, well, I did that the second time. You don't have to be a superhero. It's just your hero. But somehow dressing up and being in costume gets people engaged and gets people interested. It obviously makes for great great photographs as well. So, you know, our aim is really to blow this up on the internet mainly. And we had roughly 1 million people tuning in last time, which was fun. So you can follow the race via Escape at Escape, which is on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.com/Escape. We just try and get as many people involved as possible and have as much fun as we can whilst doing something good.
And what lessons do you think you and other racers have learned from the previous Escape for Good charity races?
I think really it's just really engaging with your cause that you choose to get involved with. So people obviously spend a lot of time with their charities, talking to them, and I think you just take a lot away from it. You know, it's fun seeing your friends on a holiday weekend, or it's fun, you know, going to a party or a festival, but really with this one, you give up a short amount of your own time, have a lot of fun, and you do a lot of good.
The website is www.esca.pe for all the details on the race and links to sign up. And be forewarned then, if you're driving south of Detroit the weekend of May 23rd, do not be surprised if you see Superman or a great big bunny making his way into Motown. Rocco Gardner from Escape Productions, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you very much.